Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
I had a feeling this show would be really fun tonight, especially after the Sunday night game. We take you around the NFL. It's week 12. Frank Schwab, shutdown corner. Yahoo Sports joins us to go around the league. How are you, my man?
What's going on, man?
What a game in Denver. Let me ask you this right off the bat. In terms of the way you saw the Denver Broncos with Brock Osweiler over the last 2 weeks, how confident is this kid?
Oh, he's really confident. I mean, in his post-game press conference, these guys talked about Osweiler changed the play, the game-winning play. He came up to the line. They had a run called. He saw something in the New England defense that they had talked about in practice that week, and he called an audible to the exact right run for C.J. Anderson to run down the sideline. Now, that's something that, you know, I mean, for a guy to be so confident to do that, to know what he's doing, being in control, that's something you see from a lot of guys making their second career start. That to me speaks volumes of Brock Osweiler right now. And just how calm he was in the fourth quarter, they're down two touchdowns, it just didn't seem to matter. He just kept coming back. I like this Broncos team a lot with Osweiler. I mean, nothing, again, we've talked about this. We talked about this last week. Nothing against Peyton Manning, but I think they're better off right now. I think they're a much stronger contender than New England Patriots today than they were 2 weeks ago.
In terms of the Patriots, I had a feeling that this was going to, something about this team and all the injuries and whatnot, we're going to start to add up on that. Did you see this team weak because of that, or just a team, hey, look, it's a snowy night in Denver and they just lost a game?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that you can, you know, an overtime loss in the conditions like this against a Broncos team like that, it doesn't kill your season. You're 10-1. You're fine, but the injuries are piling up. And that Gronk injury, I mean, the early reports are it's not that bad, but what exactly does that mean? Does that mean it's not that bad and he misses 3-4 weeks? Does that mean he's back in two? He's back for the ball? I don't know. I don't think they know yet either, aside from it's not very, very serious season-ending type of deal. So we'll see where the Gronk injury goes. They can't sustain that injury. I'm sorry. I know the Patriots are great. I know Tom Brady's the MVP of the league, but Rob Gronkowski is all world. I think that if he is out for a long time, it doesn't look like that, but let's say, you know, if he is out for a long time, this isn't the same Patriots team. And I think, you know, but I think that they showed a few vulnerabilities tonight. And I think that the Broncos especially, and even the Bengals, can come out of this and say, you know what, the AFC is up for grabs. It's not a done deal like we thought, you know, a few hours ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid getting all kind of mythical and larger than life with a game like this. But what does this mean for Denver to get a win like this with Osweiler quarterback? I'm certain that there were feelings of, all right, Osweiler's good, but are we really going to be Super Bowl competitive? Do you get the feeling that they're there, that they're still there? They're still one of the favorites in the conference.
They have to be. Yeah, I think that this just, I think that this game, I think it puts out any question of Peyton Manning getting his job back. I mean, maybe things change. I don't know. Who knows? Brock Osweiler might have a 22 rating next week and lose the job. But I think right now that question's done. I think that the Brock Osweiler's your guy the rest of the year. I think he's shown that he can do some things in the offense Peyton Manning just can't do anymore. And I think that now they do it. They have confidence now. They've beaten the best team in the NFL. They can't, you know, they have to go in every game from here on out saying we can beat this team because we beat the Patriots. I think that the confidence Brock Osweiler, you know, showed on the field manifests itself on the sideline. Those guys feel it. They get it. They know. They know what this kid's all about now in a really, really tough spot. And, yeah, you're right. You don't want to make too big of a deal about this because it was just it was the best game of the NFL season so far. Big Sunday night game, the snowy theater and all that. But at the same time, it did feel like maybe things were shifting just a little bit tonight. That, again, the Patriots don't look so unbeatable anymore.
Frank Schwab, Shutdown Corner, Yahoo Sports, joins us here on Yahoo Sports Radio. All right, the Seattle Seahawks are now 6-5. 2 weeks ago, I thought, boy, they're in trouble after losing to Arizona. Now they get 5 touchdowns from Russell Wilson. They win this kind of shootout offensive battle against the Steelers. The way that the Seahawks played today, defensively, they let the Steelers score a ton of points and a ton of yards. But are the Seahawks a team now with this offense? Is it different?
You know, that's my thing. I don't mean to be negative on a game they just won, but are you going to go anywhere with that defense? Where is the defense gone? What happened to the Seahawks defense? They gave up almost 500 pass yards, the most in franchise history, and they've had a lot of bad teams in franchise history. This wasn't supposed to be one of them. This was supposed to be the Legion of Boom. You know, they've been the best defense in football 3 years. This was supposed to be just an extension of that. and it just isn't happening. I don't know how far they can't depend on Russell Wilson to throw 5 touchdowns in a game and win games like that. That's not who they are. That's not their DNA. I don't think that they're going to be very successful playing this style. At some point, they need to figure out these defensive problems. And it's really strange because a lot of the big names are still there. Earl Thomas, Richard Sherman, Bobby Wagner, Michael Beck, they're all still there, but the results aren't the same. So I still, even though they won today, I'm actually a little less confident in the Seahawks than I was before the game, just because they can't play defense like this and win in the playoffs. That's just not how they win games. That's not their style. I think they might make the playoffs, but unless something changes on defense, I don't think they can pull any upsets and make a run this year.
I think you hit on something that's kind of that needs to be really brought out. The fact that that Ben Roethlisberger threw for more yards against the Seahawks than any quarterback has done in the team's history. Because you're right on a couple of accounts. They've had bad teams. They also used to play in a division against John Elway twice a year. I mean, I know it's a different NFL with a little bit more wide open passing, but the Seahawks defense was supposed to be historic. I mean, historically good.
Absolutely, and they have been the past 3 years. They have been. You know, we could talk about them in the same breath as the 2000 Ravens and the 85 Bears and all the great defenses. They've been that good. And for just this year to be this much different, I mean, I know they had a new coordinator. Dan Quinn went to the Falcons, as we all know. And there's also a few depth guys, important depth guys, too, Byron Maxwell. I mean, he's more than a depth guy. He's a very good corner. But guys like that, but it's still the difference. It's just night and day. And then you go back, and it's not just this game. I mean, if it was just this game, I could say, whatever, Ben's a really good player and had a bad day. But you go back and you think about the fourth quarter against the Bengals. Think about the fourth quarter against the Panthers. When they're blowing these big leads, which we never saw from Seattle before, and this is just a continuation of that.
The Houston Texans, if the playoffs were to start, would be in. A couple of weeks ago when they lost to Miami, they looked like a team heading for the top pick in the draft. What has changed in Houston?
The defense has just turned it on. And I don't know if there's anything specifically other than J.J. Watt's wrecking shop. I mean, he's looking like the defensive MVP again. He's just unbelievable. And, you know, I mean, they couldn't block him again today. He got a lot of pressure going. I think the Saints scored once today, and that's the only touchdown they've given up in like 14 quarters or something like that. They've been really, really good on defense. You saw that in a Monday night game against Cincinnati when they pulled that upset. They were really good today against a good Saints offense. You got to give Bill O'Brien a lot of credit. I thought that midway through the year, they looked really poor. Like you said, they got blown out twice. They were down 40 points in two separate games, and that just shouldn't happen in the NFL ever. And I wondered if, hey, Bill O'Brien have a sophomore slump, but I think you got to give him credit now and say, you know, he's getting a lot out of this team without Arian Foster, with this quarter. I mean, no matter who's playing a quarterback, Yates last week, Hoyer this week, they're getting good play out of their quarterback now. They're just... They look like a really strong team. I don't know how far they can go because of their offense, but they're right there in the race, and there's no reason to believe they can't finish the thing and make a playoffs.
And the Kansas City Chiefs would also be in the playoffs, and they're 6-5 after beating Buffalo today. I still don't know how Kansas City is pulling this off. Is it an Andy Reid thing, or is it an opponent thing? What do you read from Kansas City?
You know, I think it really was, when you look back now, and you look at how everything played out, you look and you say, that schedule they played was really tough early on. Really, really tough. We probably didn't make enough of that. I mean, they lost to the Broncos at home on a fluky game, lost at Green Bay, lost at Minnesota, another tough game in there that I'm blanking on. They played a lot of tough teams early on, and now they're the easiest schedule remaining in the NFL. I mean, they should legitimately win 4 of their last 5 games, maybe all 5. We're really looking at a situation where Chiefs could go from 1-5 to 11-5. And that's unbelievable, but that's on the table for them. And I think they just play Chiefs football. They never strayed from what they do. That, you know, Alex Smith is going to be safe. They're going to run the ball. They're going to rush the passer. They're just going to be a solid overall team that's just not going to beat itself. And that's resulted in a lot of wins for Andy Reid and Kansas City. So I think they just stayed the course. And there's something to be said about staying the course when you're 1-5 and believing what you do and keep plugging away, and things will get better and have gotten better. And, you know, with their remaining schedule, they're another team. I don't see how they miss the playoffs. I just don't see how they avoid winning 10 games, maybe 11. The schedule is just paper soft the rest of the year.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports Shutdown Corner, one of the best in the business. Always great talking to you. I know it was a busy night for you. Appreciate it as always, my man.
Oh, absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports. In Denver, covered tonight's Broncos-Patriots game, which, oh, what a game. What a fun game. I'm going to say this all night. I can't help it. I had so much fun watching this. I loved watching it on Twitter. Now here's why personally, because I spent time in New England. I grew up in New England, and I spent a majority of my career in Denver. So I've got a lot of friends who like both teams. And naturally, my Facebook feed, for example, or my Twitter feed and whatnot, is always filled with these kind of, braggadocious statements about Manning this, Manning that, Manning this, Manning that, with the Bronco fans when Manning was doing all his stuff. And then, of course, Brady is still God. Brady is still king. We're still unbeaten. No one tops up. We're the best. Everyone hates us. Haters gonna hate. That kind of stuff from the New England fans. And so to see both of these sides go into this game, both of these sides kind of quiet at various times in the game, and then to see the Patriot fans sort of disappear from Facebook, all of my friends that I grew up with just sort of calming down the arrogance of a season where right now they're not 100% sure where their team is. I mean, it's one thing to get beat, and teams are going to get beat, and you can still walk away going, we still have a very good football team, we're still Super Bowl favorites. But I think if you're a New England Patriots fan, until you get the official word on exactly Rob Gronkowski's status, exactly where this injury is, as it starts to get looked at and leaked out to the media exactly how serious it is, and they're saying it's not. But until you know for sure, with all the injuries piling up, 10-1, it's shaky about exactly what football team you have right now. And that's the difference one game can make. Yahoo Sports Radio.